Coach, as we said tonight, Friday Night Lights at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. I know you ride the buses over. Do you enjoy switching it up and having this night practice in a high school setting where the fans are literally right on top of the field?
I love it. You know, it reminds me of Kansas City. When you go to Kansas City, they're right on you. So, and it's good for the community, and it's really good for the players. You know, Coach Thomas does a good job changing up things. We're going to go there at night. The fans going to be there. It's going to give them a lot of extra motivation. And some of the young guys who haven't been a part of the Steelers process right here, when they walk over there, ride over there tonight and see 10 or 12,000 fans sitting in that high school stadium, it motivates them to play a little bit better and show the coaches that they deserve to be here.
Mitch, with the this defense, and we keep hearing Keith say, I want to get there with four. I want to get there with four. Is this group better prepared to do that this year than maybe they were? I think maybe some guys are growing into their NFL professional careers a little bit. You're kind of starting to get to that point where, you know, some of these guys like a Tuitt are now, they're veterans. They're not young guys anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They're not. And, you know, every year you like to see them grow. You know, Tuitt say you want to get in double-digit sacks. He can. And the good thing about that, when we sat down after the season and looked at every snap he played, I mean, he should have had 12 snaps last year because he got to the quarterback, and at times he didn't get him on the ground, and that's where he's got to improve. As far as rushing the passer, he did a great job. Cam Hayward did a great job. But when you get there, hey, you got to make him pay. And at times, for some reason, the quarterback slipped away. They didn't make a good tackle. So when they start talking about double-digit sacks, both of them had a chance to have them. But you got to execute the play when you get the opportunity, and you don't get many opportunities like that. And Cam and Tuitt both realized that. Hey, 79 had some good pressure. He could have had maybe five or six sacks. So the opportunity to get them, but we just, what we say all the time, you got to finish the play. And a lot of times last season, when we had an opportunity to finish the play up front, we didn't finish. I think the four-man rush is going to be really good. Cam is, hey, he's matured. Hey, Tuitt right there, 79 right there. So with the two outside linebackers, Coach Porter and I, we're really excited about the rush we're going to have.
Coach Mitch, I believe it was during OTAs or mini camp, I had a chance to catch up with you, and you said, you know, decreasing the number of steps. You don't want Stephon Tuitt and Cam Hayward to be on the field all the time wearing their bodies down. Things can happen. Is that still the goal, and are you seeing maybe some other guys stepping up other than Javon Hargrave to help make that possible?
Yeah, you got Tyson, you know, I mean, I love him. He can help both of them, and the good thing about him, he can play either right and left end. So you want your better ball players when you go in the fourth quarter, and you guys know most of the games in the National Football League, they won in the last 5 minutes of the game. And when you got healthy players and fresh players in the game, it gives you an edge. So if we can play with Tuitt and Cam 50 plays a snap and let Tyson get 25, LT get 25, hey, we'll be better. You know, for a 16-game season, hey, late in December and early January, you know, you want your horses ready to go. And if those guys are not beat up, they're going to be a lot more productive.
With Tuitt in particular, I see a guy who, as you mentioned, he's a physical freak, and he's 24 years old. Do you feel like he's still just scratching the surface of what he can be?
Oh, definitely. He doesn't, but he wants to be great right now, and I like that, but it takes time. And the thing that I like about Tuitt is, hey, he's his worst critic. You know, he'll come to me and say, Coach, I got to get better. You got to help me. We got to sit down. We got to watch tape. You got to show me what I can do better. And I like that. It shows me that he has a lot of pride. And when he comes out here every day, not just here in training camp during the season, when he realized he did not have a good productive practice or do the things that the coaches want him to do, he's not happy with that. And he'll stay over there in the locker room. He'll sit here. When we're back in Pittsburgh, he'll come in the office and say, hey, we got to sit down, and this guy want to be a good football player, and he will. And he's matured, and that's what I like about him. He's growing every day here, and he realizes how good he can be, and he knows it's going to take hard work, and he's not shying away from it.
Coach, I know you said you like training camp similar to how Coach Tomlin likes just getting out of Pittsburgh, having everybody at the same place. You walk to the cafeteria, you walk to practice, or maybe take a golf cart, but you know, that's okay too. Do you have a favorite training camp memory or something that happened here at St. Vincent College during your time with the team that just always stands out in your mind?
I know when I first got here in 1994, we stayed in Bartholomew. I think that's the dorm right there.
Okay.
You know, it didn't have any air conditioning. You know, the only place that had air conditioning was the camp office. So at night, I would take my mattress from my room and sleep, slip down the camp office, throw my mattress on the floor because it was air conditioned. Get up early in the morning and do my regular routine run, but that used to be fun. And the other thing, you know, when it would rain sometime, it would flood over there, and then, you know, you had to move all your stuff. I got a lot of memories being in that dormitory. And when Mr. Rooney and the organization built these new dorms up here, I was in hog heaven. I'm telling you, air conditioner, a big bed. Hey, you don't have to worry about the sun coming in, trying to stay cool. So it's been fun. And training camp for me, I love it because you got the players here. You got unlimited time with them, you know. And if a player's not performing well, if he's having a problem, I can walk right up to the next floor. A lot of times they're on the same floor with me, and I can visit with him. I can say, hey, let's walk down here in the meeting room and watch tape. When you go back to Pittsburgh, you know, when they leave after practice, you don't have that. So I try to use all this time here, hey, to help them get better and show them how to be a professional football player, how you study, how you take notes, you know, how you get yourself ready mentally and physically to come out there and practice every day. So I wish we was up here 365 days a year. I love it.
Dale said earlier, the CBA let it happen. That's what Coach Tomlin would do.
How much of what you teach these guys, do you look back and go, yeah, that's what I was taught when I was in college. You know, how much of that is straight from Bear Bryant's mouth?
Oh, everything I do, and I tell people this all the time. I'm one of the most fortunate guys to ever coach football on the collegiate level and college level. Coach Bryant taught me everything, and everything that he taught me, it worked because he was very successful. And that's what I do today. You know, things don't change. You know, everybody talking about the good old days. These are the good old days right here. You know, and I love what I do. And, you know, when you love what you do, I want the players that I coach to see the passion that I have for the game, and I want them to see the passion that I have for them to be better, you know. And I tell them this, you know, when you win, that pie you get, you can cut it, and everybody gets what they want. And every player plays for different reasons. Some guys like to make money. Some guys want to be all pro. You know, they want the fame and fortune. And that's great, but you realize, you know, it's a team sport. We come here, we want to do it the Steeler way, and we want to be successful. I want to be successful as a coach because if they're successful, I'm successful. So, you know, as I said earlier, it's us, we. It's not me against you. So everything we do, it's a reflection on both of us. And I tell my players, when you don't play well on Sunday, Coach Mitch, I'm not happy for you, and I'm not happy for myself. You know, so, I mean, I go home with a long face. And it takes me, you know, we have a 24-hour rule, and I tell them, you're not going to win every game, but after 24 hours, we got to put it behind us because we got another challenge. And, you know, you can't wallow in your sorrow.
Coach, before we let you go, I know he's not in your position group, but I know you're a regular early morning workouter, so is James Harrison. Do you ever just marvel at the fact at his age what he's doing and doing it well, as we saw at the end of last season?
It's amazing, you know, and a lot of fans out there don't know. And, you know, I get up, I'm an early riser, and I get to the complex when we're in Pittsburgh about 4:45, 5 o'clock. At 5:15, like clockwork, 92 walks in that door. And what he does in 1 hour, hey, it probably would take me a whole week to do it.
And would you be able to walk once you got done with it?
I tell the young players, I said, hey, this is a professional. At his age, he knows his body. He knows what it takes for him to be productive. And he does that. And he's a lightning rod for me when I can talk about him to my young guys who's coming into the league and say, hey, if you want to be successful and you want to stay in this league 10, 12, 14 years, hey, that's when they say success, when they say hard work. You open the dictionary, you see James Harrison pitcher, and you see number 92 right there. And that's what I talk about. My guys will tell you, I talk about James every day because what he does, hey, it's remarkable.
It well, really is, yeah.
What would happen if he didn't show up one day? Would you?
I'd be shocked.
Would you start making phone calls,
well,
I assume?
The only reason James won't show up, he has to be extremely sick, or there's some a matter with his family, either right there in Ohio or his family right there in Pittsburgh. But usually he's there. I mean, I've seen James Harrison there on Christmas Day, New Year's. I mean, that's the type of guy he is. He does not want to miss. I mean, it's important to him.
All right, Coach, we are going to let you go enjoy your morning. We know you have a pop quiz to get ready for. Dale and I.
My players.
Yeah, we don't want to take part in it, but we're going to let you go play the teacher role prepping for your test, and we promise not to let any of them know that it's going to take place. So you can let us know maybe after practice who passed and who failed. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
All right, Coach, thanks as always for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and we will turn from St. Vincent College here on Steelers Nation Radio.